How good is this? A previous number one on the Kent charts on KMFM. You're on the hit list, all about the new music. Tiny Temper, Zara Larsson, it's called Girls Like. 8:05, you're listening to Glenn Scott. So I caught up with Fifth Harmony last week. They were in a studio in London. I was down here in a studio in Kent, and we dialed in and I got in touch with you and I asked you to send in what we were calling fan voicemails. So these are recorded audio messages with the questions that you wanted answers. So less of me, more of you, more of them. Let's get them on.
KMFM.
Firstly, thank you for chatting today, because I know I can't even begin to imagine just how busy your lives are at the moment.
Well, thanks for having us, man.
Well, we're busy because work from home is doing such an amazing job. Yeah. So that's a plus. We don't mind being busy for our song.
Exactly.
Good, that's the best attitude to have. Well, Work From Home is a single, it's available now. Your new album, 727, is out on May the 20th.
Yes.
And when we posted on Twitter that we were speaking to you, Twitter went crazy, like everyone was getting so excited. So we decided to do something a little bit different for the interview. And we reached out to your fans.
Yes.
And we set up something called Fan Voicemail, which is where they left us messages that they wanted to ask you, like questions that they really wanted to know. So can we try and get through as many of those as we can?
Let's do it.
Okay, so let's start with Perry.
Hi girls, my name is Perry and I'm from Dover. I met you in New York City at the Reflection launch and on your recent UK tour in
London. Perry.
And I was just wondering, what can we harmonisers expect from 727 the album, and will there be another UK tour? Thanks girls.
So polite, I love it.
So
thank Perry.
I totally remember Perry. He's been our fan for such a long time.
I love you, Perry.
And I remember him coming to the Reflection tour from the UK.
Hi Perry.
Cool, to answer the question, what? You can expect. Okay, so 727 is basically just going to be definitely sort of like Reflection, just a bit more honed in. We were able to sort of work with the writers and producers during Reflection, but you know, being that we had just come off the X Factor and we had an EP that had been out and we hadn't necessarily, you know, really established ourselves as a group in terms of sound, we were working with those writers and producers. They got to know us then and they got to know our personalities. And so in this round, it's evident that they were able to get to know us over the course of a year, and that they were able to better sort of incorporate who we were and what we wanted to talk about and our personalities into the music to an even greater level. And so we're really excited about how well it all represents us.
A lot of people have been asking about the tour as well. That's what Perry wanted to know. Is there a UK tour on the way?
It's in the works.
It's in the works. Okay, your next one comes from Alex.
Hey, I'm Alex. I wanted to ask, how would you describe your next single in 5 words?
Is this live?
We can't.
No.
These are fan voicemails.
We don't have the next single. We're working this one.
Yeah, we're working on Work From Home.
Okay,
so.
Got it.
Yeah.
So I guess the 5 words would be working on Work From Home.
That's perfect. Yeah. That was planned. Your next one comes from Claire Rule.
Hi girls, I wanted to know what your most excited part in this new era. Love you.
That's so cute. I think that what we're most excited about is just because we are artists, therefore we're very creative and we love to reinvent ourselves. And you know, we've been through so much this past year and we've learned a lot about ourselves as musicians and as people and about each other too. We're really excited just for everybody to hear our creativity and hear this next era. I definitely feel like each album kind of has its own, I say it's kind of like a photo album. I don't know. It represents like different times. Yeah, like our EP has certain memories. Our first album has certain memories, and then this one will have new ones that we get to share with everybody.
KMFM.
We'll get back to chatting to Fifth Harmony right after this from the girls, and we'll chuck in the new one from the Chainsmokers too. You're on KMFM. Love this from the Chainsmokers on KMFM. It's called Roses. You wouldn't have ever expected this to be from the boys who came up with the selfie track. But the boys did good. We're on Twitter this evening, KMFM official. Let me know where you're listening from this evening for a shout out. So it's Fifth Harmony Thursday on KMFM. I caught up with the girls last week. I was in a studio here in Kent. They were in a studio in London. So let's get more fan voicemails answered.
KMFM.
Your next one comes from B.
Hi, babies. It's B. I love you so much. And you have to come to Kent the next time that you're in the UK. My question is, what have you learned since you've become famous? I love you.
Oh, my gosh. You're adorable.
So cute.
Oh, what have I learned? Well, since this whole journey has started, I've learned a lot. I mean, we've been through so much as a group and as individuals. And the one thing that I've really learned is that you can't control a lot of what happens on both aspects of your life. But it's really important to stay positive and to always stay humble and always be kind, no matter what others may do to you and no matter what happens in your life. I think that's
such
really
a nice
important.
Answer.
Yeah. I think also throughout this experience, something I would add on. Hi, this is Dana. Sorry.
Hiya.
I would definitely say, no matter the obstacles that you come across, always keep faith.
Yes, sister.
And always keep your eyes on that light at the end of the end of the tunnel. Sorry, I can't even speak right now. it's definitely hard, but I would honestly say that's been definitely a thing for us girls, is to always hold on to faith no matter what
Amen.
Comes our way.
Perfect. Your next one comes from Casey.
Hi, girls. My name is Casey, and my question is, which song from any other girl group would you have liked to have been yours?
Oh my goodness, this is so easy.
That's a given.
For me, hey, this is Nirani. One song I would choose would be Lose My Breath by Destiny's Child.
Oh, yes.
Well, honestly, definitely. All their albums, I wish could have been ours. But yeah, I just love the urbanness of it, the soul, the sass that they carried.
Spicy,
and
too.
And they can all sing mm-hmm. their faces off.
Oh, yeah,
off
definitely.
And, yeah, they were our inspiration, I think, as well, for all of us growing up, as well as the Spice Girls. I think that they had a lot of fun, you know, yeah. through their music lyrically. I know that they wrote a lot of their songs as well, so I think that they just had a really good time and that showed through their songs. So
I think yeah. Creep TLC was such a good song. I would yeah. definitely wish that was one of ours as well. Mm-hmm. But thanks to everyone delivering these girl groups for delivering at their best.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Inspired
so cool.
us.
Yeah.
And Don't Let Go.
Oh, by, Don't Let Go.
I definitely feel that there's like a Fifth Harmony covers album on the way.
That would be awesome. That'll be our next
so
album.
Good.
KMFM.
Right, let's take a little bit of a breather. We'll get Sagala on as well as tonight's future hit. Then we'll get right back to chatting to the Fifth Harmony girls just after 8:30 on KMFM. Come and get it. Love this. The video for this dropped the other day, Little Mix and Sean Paul Hair on the hit list on KMFM. Before that was tonight's future hit. It came from Coldplay. Caitlin is keen on Instagram. KMFM official, as is Luke, as is Soph, as is Nini. KMFM official is where all of our future hits are at. Over on our Twitter, the same username, Nikki, got in touch saying, does that conclude the Fifth Harmony interview? No, we're still going.
KMFM.
Your next one comes from Nola.
What is your biggest fear and why?
What is your biggest fear and why? All the way from Israel, this question was.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
My biggest fear, I definitely have a fear. I actually, this is a little fun fact, I guess, but I actually worry a lot about my loved ones. I'm always nervous something
Me
is going to happen to them. And so, I mean, I know, obviously,
so
we
true.
All aren't going to be on the earth forever, but I still just get nervous.
I feel like you Agreed. Actually just read my mind.
Really?
Yeah, like I was wow. literally about to say the same thing. My worst fear is to continue like living without my family being
oh,
here.
Oh gosh.
It's the scariest oh. thing.
It's the scariest thing to think yes. of.
And I also say spiders.
Yes.
Ew.
To lighten
Stay
up
away.
The mood.
Oh, definitely spiders. Mine is pigeons. I hate you must have seen
oh. What? Oh. Are you serious?
I hate pigeons.
Oh, it's crazy.
That's so interesting.
They're too confident. Like they, you know, when they just walk in front of you.
They do. They're like,
they have no shame.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They watch me poop on you.
Exactly. Okay, so your next one comes from Leah in Ashford.
Cool.
Hi, girls. I just wanted to know who can do the best English accent.
Ooh, we should try.
Well,
we should
obviously
just get done
we can.
Go on then.
Go, Diana. You want to go first to me?
Yeah.
I'm really not that great. I'm really not. I'm just going to stop there.
Hey, that wasn't bad. That was better
that was
than
really
most
awful.
Of your attempts.
That wasn't bad. Okay.
I feel like, honestly, though, when it comes to accents, when it comes to the British accent, it makes me want to speak higher.
Right?
Like,
really?
My tone yeah. naturally stays down here. But speaking British, it makes me want to speak higher, which is great for your voice vocally as an yeah. as an artist.
That's really
good. Oh, wow. Nani, your turn.
Okay. What do I say right now?
Whatever.
I could really go for some Nando's about now. I'm feeling a little
good.
Cheeky. I'll probably get the peri peri rice. Is it the peri peri? Peri peri sauce and the rice. And I think it's very delicious. I can eat it all the time.
That was good. That was a good one.
Yes, honey. Seal of approval.
Hi, it's Ali, and this is my turn. Let's see. Okay.
Okay.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us on your radio station. I really hope you love Work From Home. We've worked really hard on the song and also our album. And thank you for all the love you've constantly showed us.
Oh, well, that sounded like it was practiced.
That was good.
Practicing. Ellie, he was the pigeon. He was the pigeon who pooped on you, girl.
Yeah. That's funny.
They were good, to be fair. I felt like I had an English person on the other side of me, so congrats. Your one now comes from Georgia.
What is the one thing you like about the UK? And I love you guys so much.
The one thing.
Oh, we love you too, Georgia. I would say it's amazing to see the palaces, to be walking around in historic country is amazing. And to see all the architects that have been here since forever. I just remember driving past this one building that said 1820, established in 1820 AD.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, damn. We're going way back right now. It's definitely amazing. History was honestly like my favorite subject in school. So it's cool to see it in person and not in textbooks.
KMFM.
We are running out of time with Fifth Harmony. We'll get the final few questions answered on KMFM right after Jonas Blue and Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber's Love Yourself on KMFM. You listen to Glenn Scott, 10 to 9, and it's Fifth Harmony Thursday on KMFM. So I caught up with the girls last week. They were in a studio in London. I was in a studio in Kent, and I got them to open up some of the fan voicemails that you sent in with the questions that you wanted answered. So we've got time for a few more, so let's get those final few questions answered.
KMFM.
The next one comes from Nikki.
Hi, my name is Nikki from London.
I was wondering if you could make one
person or a group of people disappear, who would it be and why?
Oh, wow. Best question asked. This has never been asked.
Oh, well, I ain't starting. I think we all have a few people in mind for sure. I don't want to say their names.
Yeah, we have a good chunk.
You know what? Who I want to make disappear? I want to make all the bad, mean, just ruthless people disappear.
That covers then a lot of people. I have a feeling from some tweets I know who one of these people who to disappear is.
I don't think we would want them to disappear, like fully disappear. That's really mean. I think we'll just pray for them. How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
Pray for those mean, horrible people. That's all you can do.
That's all you can do.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Pray.
So the last one is my favorite because this girl is obsessed with Nando's.
Yes,
I got this message through, and I'll just play. I'll just leave it to you. So this comes from Lauren.
So my question is, what is your Nando's order, and what spice do you get them? Yes. And whilst you've been in London, have you had a chance to have a Nando's, or are you planning to have one?
Oh my gosh, I know. Like three questions in one.
She sounds so like happy to answer that.
She sounds like she's from Harry Potter.
Don't we all though?
My order from Nando's, all I want is just the hot wings and the mango juice to come along with it. The rice, the spicy rice, maybe even the mashed potatoes. And I feel like there's a bread that I really like from there. It's like a garlic bread.
The garlic bread.
Yeah, that one. Yes, there you go.
Okay, so for me, a lot of Nando's then.
Hey, this is Nirmani. This is a serious question, and I'm going to answer it. I get the wings as well. I get the medium with the peri-peri sauce. I get the side with the rice. I like their garlic olives. They're really good. I don't know what it is about garlic, but I just really enjoy it. I get the mango juice, and I get the corn on the cob sometimes if I'm trying to be a little healthier than rice, or I'll just get both, honestly. And I could really go for a black card, too, so I could eat unlimited.
Well, to be fair, this sounds like an advert for Nando's in itself, so I'll send this off and we'll see if we can get some black cards sorted.
Please, I beg
as long as you ask that I can get one as well, if that's all right.
Heck, just
for starting.
I got you.
Thank you so much. Cool. Well, cheers for speaking to me today, girls.
Thank you so much. It was so nice to speak to you.
Yes, lovely to speak to you. And is there any chance, finally, you can introduce your new track here on KMFM, please?
Hey, we're Fifth Harmony, and you're listening to Work From Home.
KMFM.
I worry about nothing.